Hello, my name is Melanie Kim, and I am a first-year student at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. This year's Advent devotionals will feature readings from publications by Pittsburgh Theological Seminary faculty members. Today's reading comes from the book, The Lord's Prayer for Today, written by PTS President and Professor of Homiletics, William J. Carl III. For information on ordering the book, visit cokesbury.com. As we enter a century shaken by 9/11 terrorism, wars and rumors of wars, tsunamis and hurricanes, this little prayer continues to speak and make sense in our time. With postmodern, post-Christendom secularism on the one hand, and radical fundamentalism and runaway global evangelism that sometimes ignores social justice on the other, the Jesus Prayer patterns for us a way to avoid both narrow sectarianism and patriotic triumphalism. It lifts us beyond a saccharine me and Jesus religion that threatens to turn us in on ourselves in narcissistic navel-gazing, the worst sort of hell one could ever imagine. It saves us from ourselves if we truly listen to it and heed its advice. In the 21st century, the Lord's Prayer, especially its second set of petitions, reminds us in a truly incarnational way of our responsibility for the world, the environment, and those who are helpless. Daniel Miglior puts it this way: when spoken from the depths of our own need and in solidarity with the poor of the earth whose voices have long been silent, the Lord's Prayer proves to be a profoundly liberating prayer. Called to prayer, we are summoned not to passivity, but to activity, not to indifference about evil in and around us, but to passion for justice, freedom, and peace in the whole creation. As Jesus has taught us to pray, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.